Can I tell you a story? It's about a professional speaker. When I was a boy and people asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would say, oh, a professor, a preacher, a politician, or maybe a news anchor. My first job out of college was radio advertising salesperson. I'd gone to the radio station to apply for a news job, but that local station already had two newsmen and had just lost a salesperson. It wasn't my plan, but I found I enjoyed selling. I saw myself as an ally to the advertiser, helping them beat their competition out of a sale instead of trying to sell them advertising. At age 30, I had enough savings, I thought, to start my own business. Having attended a few seminars and hired speakers for our group sales conferences, I knew that professional speakers made a lot of money, and I realized that my younger self had just wanted to be a speaker, not necessarily a professor, preacher, politician, or news anchor, just someone who speaks, who has an audience that hangs on his every word. That's what I wanted. For the first 800 seminars, I tried to get people to sell like I sold when I was a young salesperson. But one day I went to a seminar for people who do seminars. Bob Pike was the speaker, and he said, "At the end of your seminar, the people in your audience should be more impressed with their ability to do the job you're training them to do than in your ability to do the job you're training them to do." I also learned from Bob Pike that adults pay attention for about 90 minutes, but only learn for 20 minutes out of the 90 minutes. So you have to involve them in a discussion every 8 minutes or so that the learning sticks and so they can apply the learning to their jobs. It makes so much sense. People used to say to me at the beginning of a 6-hour seminar, "Chris, if I can get one good idea today, this will be a great session." And I used to think, "I'm going to do 6 hours and all you want is one good idea?" Now, after 2,200 live seminars, I'm basically off the road and delivering sales training in these easily digestible knowledge bites. It hasn't always been easy to convince companies to train this way, and I don't get huge checks for delivering a speech anymore, but I'm also home 260 more nights a year, and my staff is 3 instead of 23. But most importantly, I'm being consistent with what I believe is the right way to deliver sales training in this sped-up world. I hope this story helps you understand a little bit more about me and my journey as a sales trainer, and why you happen to be listening to this Knowledge Bite right now. In What Great Salespeople Do, Michael Bosworth and Ben Zolden write, "Because curiosity, connection, and trust are so essential in almost every sales cycle, whether it's a B2B enterprise sale or a B2C one-call close, we believe sellers should have a minimum of 3 basic story types in their repertoires. 1, the who I am story. 2, the who I represent story. 3, the who I've helped story. The who I am story is about your journey, how you ended up here today. The point of the story is to demonstrate why you're doing what you currently do and should illustrate the point." End of quote. That's why I wanted to tell you my own who I am story, because it's possible you haven't heard of me, read any of my books, or been in one of my seminar audiences. And I want you to consider sharing your who I am story with your own customers before you start your sales presentation or ask your consultative questions. Your customers might be more likely to open up to you when they know a little bit more about you. Did I make my point? Check out storyleaders.com/downloads for a great worksheet on putting a story together. This is Chris Lytle. Thanks for listening to my story, and thanks for being part of Ignite Radio Sales.